Hello everybody and welcome to the latest edition of the Black Spin Global Podcast. I'm Eugene.
And I'm Lucy.
How are you doing, Lucy?
I'm doing okay. I'm low-key, high-key, getting tired of staying home now.
But it's good. It's good to see you again via video chat.
yeah, here we are, indoors, but still alive, bills still paid, new month, can't complain.
Indeed. Like, how quickly did April go, by the way, as well? Like,
it went super fast, but I'm not complaining, meaning, you know, this is going
exactly.
fast,
so
meaning,
that's,
you know, it's
that's the attitude to have. I love that.
Exactly. Yeah, let's get this done. Like, I'm tired. Gosh, I want to go back to my routine. I want to go to the gym. I even miss going to the office. Like,
I think a lot of people are the same. Like, they actually miss the commute into work. I never thought I'd be that person, but I am.
I'm turning into that person. Commuting to work, I hate it.
So you're still like, you're not missing that then?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Normally I hate it much. So the fact that I'm missing it, like right now, it's just I just miss even being angry at seeing people on the train. Like, but we're all good. We're all good.
Nah, good. Well, yeah. Let's just get into it. So a quick roundup, guys. We finished our last episode, I want to say on a good note, because we're talking about like tennis potentially coming back. And yeah, we've actually had some tennis like to kind of talk about, not professional, well, I say professional, ATP or WTA tennis, but exhibition tennis, which is something, like it's better than nothing.
I wonder if it's the only sports event that has happened.
Yeah, exactly. So I tweeted about it on, I want to say Saturday. It's literally the first sporting event to like take place in Western Europe since the coronavirus pandemic. So like Wow. that's quite significant.
It really is. And people like to chat shit about tennis now.
This is the thing, like kind of setting a trend, I guess, and like kind of paving the way for hopefully other sports to follow suit.
100%. Yeah, they can't relate.
So it was Dustin Brown, the German-Jamaican. He's like the highest profile player like taking part in this event. It's called the Tennis Point Exhibition in Germany. And like, yeah, like I said, he's like the main, kind of the main event like at this tournament. I want to say it's eight players like in the field, and it's still going on now. So we're recording this on a Sunday. It's a 4-day event. So it finishes on, I think it finishes on Monday. So it started on Friday, yeah, finishes on Monday. And yeah, like, I was just glad to kind of see, you know, sport again, even though, like, it was difficult to watch because it's not on, like, terrestrial TV or anything. It's on, I think it's the Tennis Channel website.
Right,
you can kind of catch, like, highlights. Or if you're in America, you can actually watch it live. But yeah, I was just, like, happy to kind of read about, you know, matches taking place. And, like, obviously Dustin Brown is, like, he's a character anyway. I've seen some things on social media of him like hitting trick shots. So there was a shot he hit a volley lob through his legs, and it was a winner. And I was just this is happening on clay as well. Like, it's a clay court event. So yeah, indoor clay court event. But yeah, like, I just thought that's typical Dustin Brown, like with his trick shots. But yeah, that's like, I guess, an update or something kind of we should all be kind of grateful for. And hopefully, like I said, it's a sign of better things to come in terms of more tennis being played and, you know, coronavirus restrictions being, you know, relaxed throughout Europe and the world. So, yeah, I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Lucy.
I'm just happy that, you know, it's better than nothing. It gives you a little bit of hope as well. Of course, you know, the most important thing is everyone being safe and everything, but yeah, it just makes you look forward to when stuff actually start happening.
Exactly.
And
for
if
real.
They are, especially someone like me who thinks that all tournaments are gonna be cancelled. Not just for tennis, but for all tournaments, which funny enough.
You mean all sports?
All sports, sorry, wow. Yeah. There was even like a little rumor about how or basketball like tournaments, like, or NBA tournaments were going to be done, and I think LeBron James literally like tweeted way that he tweeted was like, not on my watch,
hell
not
no
canceling anything, like, well, it's still going on. So from his tweet, like, from what I've read, or the feeling that I got was a thing where, okay, I feel like once everything's back to normal, let's say even if it's like late summer or some, or even if it's near whenever the NBA whole thing is like the league is
Season's
like done for
done,
the year, the
yeah.
season's done, I feel like they might even be like, you know what, because we lost all that, all of those seasons, let's just go ahead and just continue till like next year or something like that. So maybe that might be the case for most sports tournaments, I don't know.
Yeah, because I know the tweet you're talking about because yeah, I follow the NBA. So they're basically saying what they're probably most likely going to do is scrap the regular season and just go straight into the playoffs. So that means like yeah, quite a few teams won't need to like play again basically, but just like the top, I think it's
Just the top.
eight teams from each conference. Yeah, so it will be
Makes
like
sense,
a
makes sense.
yeah, it won't
I'm
basically
pretty
be.
sure all sports like sports events and stuff are going to come with an agreement. I do think maybe it might be a thing where they'd be like, you know what, I know right now you're supposed to be resting, but fuck it, let's just go. And I don't think any athlete's going to be like, oh no, let's just stay home and continue. Some of them are scratching, like they literally want to go back
No,
and
exactly.
play again, even if they're not fit enough. And I think people won't even be focusing too much on who's winning or losing. We'll just be so happy just seeing our faves playing, or even the ones that we don't like playing. Like, so yeah.
No, definitely. And on that, just quickly again, so I don't know if you watched any of the Madrid Open that was taking place virtually on PlayStation 4.
I followed it on Twitter, but I did not take time on my day or on my TV or computer to watch people play via the PS4.
PlayStation. No, I'm the same. So there was I think in the end Murray ended up winning the men's tournament and Kiki Bertens winning the women's tournament.
My whole mean Murray.
So like yeah, I yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't watch one match. I to be fair, I did log in at one point because I was working as well. Like it was happening during the day and I was literally working. So but I did log in to like catch a bit of the action. And it was when Francis Tiafoe was playing his match. I can't remember who was he playing. Fognini, I think it was Fognini he was playing. And yeah, it was just kind of cool, like to see, the players are really getting into it. Like they really took to it. Like even though like you said, it's not real action, but it's a form of
That's
being
the closest thing to their thing
competition
home.
and competition. Yeah, so.
For them to play, so it's not too surprising. And on Murray, actually, he even also donated half of the money to the NHS and the other half to,
Yeah, the
can't
ATP,
remember.
yeah, like Players Fund. Yeah,
The
exactly.
Players Fund. And it
Which is a
just
good
reminds me
look.
again why I really like this guy. He always supported, you know, people, and he's always been like loving and open
Yeah,
and
Murray isn't
Anton
Murray.
100.
Andy Murray is a G. We're big fans of Andy
He's
Murray, most definitely.
a real G, and yeah, so that was nice to see as well. That was really nice
Most
to see.
def and just a quick shout out to so it's I don't want to get your like at like mixed up, but it's Frayville 100 on Twitter. So he tweeted, well, the Blackspin Global account, when Francis Tiafoe was playing, just saying it was so exciting. And like yeah, Tiafoe is so gangster, and that kind of made me like then tune in because I was like, oh, okay, Tiafoe is on like right now, like let me see, let me catch some of that. So yeah, shouts out to you. So I think it's at JNR Frey on Twitter. That's your handle. So yeah, shout out to you if you're listening. And yeah, thanks for giving me the heads up there. But yeah, Lucy, so that's the roundup kind of done. And now we can kind of get into some of the topics we're going to be like yeah diving into. So the first one is the Naomi Campbell chat with Venus and Serena. I take it you watched that, obviously.
Yes, I did. I actually did want to. I did. I wanted to watch it live, and I put like the YouTube has this notification of when they come on live, but
Okay.
there were being ops, and I didn't get notifications. But luckily, it still is available on Naomi's channel, and even for those who haven't watched it, it's still live right now on her
Yeah.
channel. So, because when I work, I tend to listen to podcasts and stuff, so I was working and I was listening to it and watching it as well, and I loved it. I love every bit. The moment I found out about it, I was excited. You know, these are three successful black women in their field, and it was a nice representation as well, and it
No.
was just interesting to see how they were just talking and different topics and everything. And I just support anything blackity black black black. Like when I see women and they're all black and I'm like, yep, I'm in it. Like I'm interested. I love Naomi and her confidence, and obviously I love the Williams. So yeah, it was really interesting. I really loved
It's
it.
a pretty like legendary kind of like yeah, just thing to kind of just
I think
watch.
it was actually one of the highest viewed video from that, because basically right now Naomi's doing like this whole interviewing different
Yeah.
people,
It's was
and
it
she's done some with Diddy. Oh, was
It's
it
called No Filter with Naomi,
No Filter? Yeah, No Filter, that's it. Yeah, so she did one with even Anna Wintour, Diddy, and one big other model. Like she's done a few, and I think that one, from the last time I checked, that one had the most amount of views as well.
Because what were like for me, I kind of noted like a few takeaways from it. So I loved kind of hearing both Venus and Serena talk about their time in fashion school, like because obviously
Yeah, it was really,
Naomi
really
being a model
interesting.
and like yeah, that was kind of nice to kind of like just hear them kind of share their experiences, and also Serena's well when Serena was talking about like the pioneers that like inspired her. And obviously her sister as well, like so the tennis player or the black tennis players anyway that came before them, and like kind of had to like put up with a lot of like rubbish from within the sport and outside the sport as well. So I thought that's kind of nice to kind of hear that, and also like diversity as well, like within tennis, like in as a whole. Like I thought it was just really quite, yeah, just insightful to kind of hear two legends from the sport, dive quite deep into like those kind of topics. I did wish they spent more time like talking about diversity.
100%. I won't even say that they dived even deeper into it, to be fair.
But
I don't think there's really been, I don't know. I'm really waiting for, I think maybe after their retirement,
yeah, no, definitely.
there might be an interview or a
I'm
documentary,
I
or
mean
I don't know,
I'm
where they
expecting a
really
I'm
go
expecting a
into.
book. I'm expecting a book.
Yeah, they're really
Yeah.
going to explain fully. I feel like this. I'm pretty sure so many things happen that we are not aware
Oh,
of.
definitely.
Like, can you imagine that, like, the things that we even see in front of us? Like, I can't imagine how it is behind the scenes, especially when they just started. Obviously now it's a bit different because, they had to work a thousand times harder to prove themselves, which is the case for many black women in any other field. So now they get that little bit more respect, but you know how it is, which is why she even said on the interview she watches her ma Serena watches her matches and she puts it on
I was
mute
gonna
because she doesn't want to
say,
hear the commentators. And she's right. There's times where I watch the t and I'm literally wondering, like, are we watching the same match? Are we even if she's the one winning, leading, like the numbers are there, her games is there, and people and they will still be saying, the biggest, like, I think, like, they just. I don't know. Is that, are you bored and tired of her winning? Well, don't be, because she's always going to win. I don't know what it is. I really do not know what it is. I think they just have a hard time accepting that she is great.
No, big time.
And a lot of them just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. But I really do wish they went more into DLs and stuff. And but I don't know, maybe now, it's a bit sick situation where everything that's going on. But these are women, these three women, including Naomi Campbell. She has shared a lot of stories a lot
Yeah.
of times about her being a black model, and
Because that
so
to
it would have been, I feel like that would have been a perfect time for them to go into a thing, because then Naomi can talk about
her experiences,
her experience
indeed,
in her
yeah.
industry, and then the Williams can talk about their experience in their industry. And a black woman like me could then watch that and be like, oh my gosh, I am not into these fields, but I relate and understand exactly what they're saying.
No, I want to get back to that, but yeah, just quickly what you were saying about Serena, like I thought that was a massive takeaway as well, like the fact that she watches or she yeah watches highlights of her matches like on mute because of like the commentary, and I thought wow, like she's actually like comfortable sharing that with well yeah with us, like because she's still currently playing obviously,
I
so
mean, but the thing is that anyone who knows or is a fan of Serena should know that she does not care, or not she doesn't care, she can't stand the tennis media, and I don't blame her. Like, you watch her conference and stuff, like, she does not want to be there. Like, she does not, do you get what I mean?
No,
So,
I hear you. I hear
and
you.
after being there, after playing for years and having to, and I feel like it's a good form of self-care, because you're thinking, fam, I've been dominating this industry for I don't know how long, and I still have to prove myself after 23 slams. Like, these girls are running up and down, and they're scared as hell when they see me, and you're still doubting me. Like, do you get what I mean?
Or like
Like, can
trying
you
to down
imagine
or trying to
winning?
downplay, like, yeah,
Yeah, like,
her
imagine
abilities or
training hard and then winning hard, and then only for you to then watch back your match and then be hearing nonsense. I'll put on mute as well.
my thing right now, or the most irritating thing, like I said, well, as we all know, but there's no action at the moment, but I'm keeping in tune with like a lot of like tennis media, and so many like former pros and so-called tennis experts, they're all coming out the same thing, saying about, oh yeah, like this kind of this pause in the schedule now, like who is it mostly going to affect? And time again, Serena's name comes up, saying, oh yeah, like Serena's probably going to be the one that's going to be like mostly, if, well, this is probably going to do her the least of good, as in this break, because she's getting older
Well, the
and
last time I remember is that Serena Jameika Williams Ohanian gave birth, nearly died, and still came back and reached the finals of a Wimbledon,
indeed,
of a Grand Slam.
indeed,
And then she did it again and
indeed,
again and again.
indeed.
But it's Williams, Serena Williams, that you are worried
This
about.
is what I'm
Someone
saying.
who even has a court to practice. Some people at Nadal don't even have a bloody court. You're not mentioning his name.
Well, to be fair, I have heard Federer being mentioned as well, but I think Serena's been mentioned mostly, like,
Frederick can't be mentioned because this guy was even going to surgery. He was probably happy when he found out that stuff will not happen. He was like, oh, this is perfect, right on time. Let me recover in peace and enjoy my life. But I mean, I'm not saying don't say Serena, but the fact that she's been said the most, when there are so many players out there who are literally, I haven't seen a video of Stevens training that much. You don't mention her. And her consistency lately hasn't been that great. Do you get what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's that it's just it's
No, it's frustrating,
That what's
but
her name? Gabrielle's out here doing TikTok videos left, right, center. You don't say that she's out here. There's no
who,
shots in her.
Gabri, who? Oh,
Muguruza.
Muguruza,
She's out here doing TikTok videos left, right, center, and you're not out here saying
and
anything. Do you get what I
Azarenka,
mean?
no,
It's that
I.
that's what I'm saying. When it comes to negative stuff, they're always going to mention her, but at the end of the day, we know the facts, innit? That is what it
This
is.
is what I'm saying, and I think that's why, again, it's important, like, for us, even though, like, yeah, we're not like massive, like we're not being listened to like worldwide yet, but yeah, it's important for us to come up, well, come on these kind of platforms, and yeah, like kind of share our feelings and thoughts on this area, because I think too often, like, yeah, we're not really kind of being heard, and it's like it isn't
At
right,
all.
like it's not right.
At
So
all.
yeah, I'm always in awe of like the Williams sisters, both Venus and Serena. Like, obviously Venus hasn't won as many Grand Slams as Serena, but I even love how Serena always like says there's no one in like the world of tennis that can relate to her other than her sister, because no one's won as
Do
many
you know
Grand
what?
Slams, like.
Watching that interview also made me realize how strong their bond is. And I just found it so amazing and crazy how, because when they play against each other, it's like there's no, they're not even sisters. It's like, aye,
No
fire,
love.
fire, blood, they're all gone.
No
But then
love.
when they're off court, it's like it like in that interview that interview there, like you could just I don't know. I just find it so amazing how they can switch it on and off, and
Exactly.
how they haven't become like rivals, quote unquote. Like you always hear, like in most times in the entertainment industry or whatever, like when they're siblings, most times it's a bit different.
Yeah, there's like friction
Like
or
for exactly, like for example, like Tina Knowles, which is Beyonce and Solange's mother, when they were younger, what she actually took the kids to therapy.
Oh,
to
really?
break, yeah, to make sure that, because she knew that, okay, Beyonce is going to be a big star, and I don't want her to be thinking whatnot and whatnot. And then apparently she dedicated a day, every Wednesday, like a Solange day. So that day is dedicated just to Solange type of thing. So you never know. Maybe there was something that, you know, the Williams also did at home that helped them, you know, break the bond. Maybe even just playing tennis together, just having, because they're five or six or something like that. So they probably had that different bond compared to their other sisters. But it was just really beautiful to see, you know, how these black sisters are. You know, you see Beyoncé, Solange, good vibe and everything. Solange literally beat up her husband in the
Hey,
elevator
we're not gonna
for
get into
her.
that. If we ain't got
And now, you know, we have the Williams sisters here living their best lives and winning slams and, you know, literally creating this path and you know, having their legacy live on in the tennis industry, the industry that's full of just white people. So it's just great to
No,
see.
it's beautiful, man. And again, we kind of mentioned it earlier, but the fashion school thing. So they were literally going to fashion school in the middle of like being professional tennis players.
Yeah, that's
Like, I
crazy.
just think that's
'Cause you hear
wild.
most stories of people going to school when they're like injured or
Or
during the break.
retired,
Can you see that?
exactly.
Can you see that? Can you see that? And they're out here talking about how Serena's the one that's gonna suffer from this break.
This
She was
is.
out here studying and
And
being
winning
with
slams in
these
between, it's
girls,
like
man.
it's
Come
crazy.
on, come
It's nuts.
on,
But
come
that's
on.
just like, yeah, testament to their like, well, brilliance. Like, and
Literally, that's just it.
I just think we kind of take it for granted. Even
No,
me
we really do.
as
No,
a
we really
fan,
do.
like you have
I
to.
think that's why every time Serena does something, like I'm always like, oh my gosh, like really, like how, like what, like damn, because it's just like, how can one just be so amazing,
That
like just
great.
so great? And I
No,
think it's because also, you know, she's in an industry where she always has to prove herself. So in my head, I'm thinking like, can you not see what I'm seeing? Like, what is it to prove? Like, hello, like can you see what she just did? But yeah, it was amazing to hear that and stuff, and highly recommend to people to watch it
big
and hear
time.
them out. It was really good.
Big time. Yeah, again, like shout out to Naomi Campbell as well, because she is a legend. And like, yeah, to kind of have, well, to bring
100%.
that, or to, yeah, give us that as a, well, something to watch during this time, like just hats off to her. And yeah, big shout out to Naomi. So yeah, Lucy, let's get on to the next topic is the ATP WTA tour merger that apparently, well, it's being muted, like no one's agreed to anything yet. But it was a tweet from the legend, or the GOAT, Roger Federer. Let me just find the tweet. Sorry, should have really had this up earlier. But yeah, basically he tweeted, I want to say it was back in April, like mid-April, just talking about like the possibility of the two tours like merging together. And it kind of like, I want to say it got mixed reactions, mostly good, I
I think it
think.
got mixed reaction. Mostly good, yeah, that's true.
But
But mixed reactions.
yeah, the reaction was mixed. Just trying to find the tweet. So yeah, basically he said this on the 22nd of April. So just wondering, am I the only one thinking that now is the time for men's and women's tennis to be united and come together as one? And it had 50,000, over 50,000 likes and just over 4,000 retweets. And like you had like Billie Jean King, you know, reply in agreement saying yes, definitely. Who else was, I think Nadal as well was pretty much like on board. But a player that wasn't a player that wasn't on the same track was my guy Nick Kyrgios. And yeah, he just basically said no, like that was pretty much the tweet, like yeah, no, we shouldn't merge. What are your thoughts, Lucy, being what are your
Well,
thoughts?
first of all, anyone that knows me knows that I love Federer. Like, he's basically my favorite male tennis player. But I don't like how it took this to happen for everyone to suddenly be like, oh, actually, you know what? Do you know what would be great? An ATP and WTA merge. I think that would be fantastic. That is what I don't like. The fact that it took this to happen, number one. And number two, why is it when Federer is saying something, that's when everyone is like clapping hands, like, yes. Because when these women were fighting about, equality, as in like the pay equality and
Yeah.
stuff, they were fucking quiet. Do you get what I mean? Like, they were really quiet. I mean, I think if it came from someone else, like let's say if it came from Andy Murray, who's someone who's actually, like, I would actually call him a feminist. Like, he
Yeah, I know
actually,
he's a big advocate for like women's
he's a
rights,
big,
big time.
exactly, and stuff.
And he
Like, the
did.
guy had a woman courage and stuff as well. So I do, if it was him who said it, I would actually probably accept it, like the discussion even more. A tweet, I closed my Twitter. I was like, you know what, you guys are not sincere because it's just a topic that you guys are just saying out of boredom, but you're never going to take into action or consideration.
Wow,
Like,
okay.
Billie Jean King has been here, like, trying to find every single way to, make things work. And then you have Roger Federer that's doing Captain Save Everyone. No.
No, that, you know, that's
To
a
me, I don't, I just don't find it sincere. I don't find it sincere. I just feel like people are just saying whatever. And, I understand. I mean, I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. I'm not saying we should try and find a way, but I'm someone where I count a lot about sincerity. Like, are you saying it for clout? Are you saying it for boredom? Or are you saying it because you feel like this should actually happen?
And you
And
genuinely
again, I
feel that
love this
way.
man. I really love Federer, but I read a tweet and I was like, Cap, because why is it today? Why are you waiting now when you're stuck at home? You want to tell me, like, you want to tell me that after all these years you've been playing, that it's today that you suddenly thought, oh, we need that merge, No, I'm not, I'm sorry, I'm not falling for it.
No, fair enough. I hear what you're saying as well, 'cause like, no, I didn't question like his sincerity. Like I think he is being sincere, but like, yeah, I just think the timing of it is just a bit because like you said, no one every tennis player, they're not really, they've not got anything to do right now. So it's like,
Exactly, and these
yeah.
men players don't care about the WTA at all.
Cuz
They don't give two shits, two fucks,
I
nothing
want to get I
about
want to
it.
get on I want to get onto that, cuz like me personally, like I don't know if it would or if it will be a good idea for the two tours to merge, because apart from the Grand Slams, in terms of when you look at like the prize money given to players, the Grand Slams are like the only tournaments where both male and females get the same amount of money, as in the winner gets the same amount. But like the other tournaments, like there's like
Yeah, it's
huge
different.
disparity, yeah, like between the men's and women's like winners, even though even like some of the tournaments, like for instance, even though women's don't
And
play.
who fought for that? Who fought for
And
those prize money?
this is what I'm saying, like a big shout out to the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, because when I was doing some
It's
reading
the woman. The women's are the one who are fighting for it, not
because
these men.
before, I wouldn't say it was the 2007 or no, the 2005 Wimbledon final, it was Venus Williams. I can't remember who she was playing, but apparently she said to like the tournament directors, like, oh, you guys need to think about like your wives and your daughters and like, yeah, like your granddaughters as well, like in terms of like the Well, yeah, the disparity between the men and women's prize money, because at the time Wimbledon were the last Grand Slam to fall in line with like giving everybody the same amount in terms of the winners, and that then changed in 2007, and that was literally after Venus like kind of spoke out about it. So again, that's like she does get cr praise for that, but I don't think enough, and I'm just gonna give her that shout out again, and then some people would say, oh, like, women don't deserve the same amount of money as the men, because especially in Grand Slams, they're not playing best of five sets, they're playing best of three. Like, I don't know how you feel about that, but Serena said in 2017 that she'll happily play best of five. Like she doesn't care. And I think, although I think Sharapova, not I think, Sharapova and Martina Navratilova said the men should also play best of three, like just make it equal across the board. No one plays best of five.
To be honest, I feel like best of three might even be better than best of five because after fam, it's tiring, like, and
Because
sometimes I don't want to sit down for 5 hours, 6 hours watching who's gonna win them. As much as they're intense and everything, like, I've got a meeting, I want to piss, I want to do something, like 5, 6 hours of me sitting down watching a tennis match, like.
there's an argument to be had definitely for both, like, but yeah, I would probably lean, I do like watching five set tennis, especially if it's a good match, like that's entertainment. But again,
Yeah, it is 100%.
that's because I'm a tennis fan. I get
Yeah,
not
no,
everybody
it's fun.
like huge tennis fans, so the shorter or the quicker a match is, like
I hate
the
it.
more people you can draw in, as well, like as well, like as in to say, oh yeah, it's not going to go on for you know, for 5-6 hours, like it's going to be over like within maybe 2-3 hours max, like because they're playing best of three. So I can kind of see the argument either, well, both sides.
I mean, the thing is, you know, like, okay, so for example, I know some people are saying, oh, the women can't earn as much as the men when it comes to like tennis and blah blah blah, but people need to, like, if you look at, for example, the Forbes, like the list of women in sports that are earning the most in Forbes, top 10, majority, I think at least 7 or 8, they're tennis players.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So, like, when it comes to, like women and sports and stuff, I feel like the most popular, in my opinion, maybe because it's just my field, it's tennis.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's, that's, that's a fact. That's a fact.
And, so that's, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, it's not like they don't bring anything to the table.
Yeah.
They do.
No, big time.
Don't get me wrong. There are some matches where, you know, you're seeing 5 people. But you get that sometimes ATP. I don't see anyone complaining. When it's 2 players that no one really knows, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
Or if it's just a random tournament, you're going to get that. Same as with W. Yes, it's not the same, and I get it, especially if once the big ones are, like, once the Williams retire, for example, and everything. But this new generation, they're coming at the leading. We've got Osaka, we've got Coco, we've got all of these people. So do you get what I mean? So I don't know. To me, I feel like this merge, unfortunately, I've always seen as tennis as a bit sexist anyways. Mm. As much as it includes a lot of the women, it doesn't at all. And look how long it took for women to be, and even though these are only the slams, if it's outside of the slams, which is unfair for, you know, players who are not that big, who are relying on tennis money and stuff. So I don't know, to me, I feel like the whole shit was just like a, let's just have a topic to talk about on Twitter. So I see Federer saying, I had a meeting with the board to do this, to do that. Then let's talk.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't come on Twitter saying, I think, after years of you playing.
To be fair, like to Federer's like credit, not credit, but I don't know, just to give him a bit of, yeah. I saw something with Andy Murray earlier this week on CNN. He was being interviewed with Billie Jean King, actually. I want to say it was Adam Paul on CNN, and they were talking about the possible merger, and Murray said that because he's not on like the ATP Players Council, like he's not privy to like the kind of conversations that are being had, but he did say that he's aware that like this is something that they've spoken about in terms of like the potential for both tours to merge, so like it's not something that's like all of a sudden just like sprung up. And yeah, like obviously, like we said, like Andy Murray, he's been like an advocate for like women's rights and like, yeah, you know, equal pay and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if it was him who tweeted that, I'll have happily been having conversations with people. But
do you think someone like Kyrgios is wrong, like to kind of, well, have his opinion or view that the tour shouldn't merge?
I don't really care. To me, I'm all about action.
Yeah.
I don't care who says it. Do you get what I mean? Yeah, I'm all about action or someone.
I'm saying, like, what are your, like, how do you feel about people that don't feel the tours should merge? Like, we should keep it separate?
Again, like I said earlier, I've always feel like tennis is sexist anyways.
Mm.
Unless they have a, like, Nick, for example, all he said is no, but he hasn't given a reason.
True.
Do you get what I mean? So give me a reason as to why. Yeah, elaborate. Yeah, it's like, okay, like you're entitled to your opinion. If you feel like it doesn't work, I can understand. Like, for example, I can understand people like in football who are against the woman asking for the same pain right as the male.
Yeah.
Because they've given some reasons. As much as it sucks and stuff, they've given reasons out of it. But Nick just said no. It's like, all right, cool. But what is your reason? Why do you think this should not merge? Do you feel like it's not going to work? Do you feel like it's not fair? Do you feel like that? What is it? Until you give me a valid reason, I'd be like, all right, cool. Because I'm all, at the end of the day, I know because I'm a woman and everything, people think I'm just going to agree like straight away. And it's like, I will agree, but it needs to make sense at the end of the day. It needs to be fair for the woman and for everyone as well. So Nick hasn't given me a reason for me to feel like, no.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, you're well within your rights to feel that way, and like I respect that. Like, as like you said, as a female, like you have your opinions, and like
Yeah,
I think that's
100%. Yeah, like everyone,
that's more than what you're entitled to.
100%.
So
Yeah, and like I said, tennis, at least they're getting, like I said earlier, like you check Forbes top 10, most of them are tennis players,
yeah, no,
Serena and
and that's the
everyone.
thing. I don't think tennis gets the credit it deserves in that sense, because like there
It
isn't
doesn't. That's what I'm
there is
saying.
no sport where like both male and females are on like kind of the same kind of footing in terms of like
hundred
popularity and like,
percent.
yeah, it's just it's
Yeah,
sad that we're kind of having this conversation about like tournament prize money for some of the tournaments, not the Grand Slams, to their credit. But yeah, like I say maybe tennis is kind of missing the trick in not kind of being more united in terms of both the men's and women's game. So
Yeah,
we'll
definitely.
see how that plays out, I guess. Like that's pretty much all we can
Perhaps
really do.
conversation in the year going to be like, oh, remember when Sergio made that tweet?
Can
Ah,
you imagine
trust
like
me.
tennis under one umbrella like FIFA and football? Like that'd be mad. But
We shall see.
we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, we're coming towards the end of the show, which is, I guess, sad. But yeah, as we end most shows during this pandemic, this time last year. So it's early May, and yeah, this time last year it was the Madrid Open proper, like not the virtual Madrid Open, but
Good one.
the real thing. So yeah, well, some of the highlights for me anyway. I don't, did you watch any of the, or do you remember any of the Madrid Open from last year, Lucy? Or
I think I did.
because there were a few moments.
Who won last year? Was it us?
It was, oh, who won?
Anyways,
No,
yeah.
Burton's won the women's event. I don't want to say Nadal won the men's
I
event.
think Nadal won
Yeah.
the men's one. I
Yeah.
think so.
That's.
But yeah, I was excited about clay last year anyways because Federer was back in clay.
True.
So
And
I
he's
was
someone I want to talk about.
so excited. I was so excited, like just watching him play in all the tour. I didn't even care if he won or not. I was just happy just to see because I love clay. I love clay. I love to slide in the dirt, everything. I love it. It's exciting. So seeing him back on it was really, 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 really exciting. But it did scare me a little because it was like, oh, are you retiring for you to be doing
Wow.
that?
Did you did
Or are you
so
saying goodbye?
did you watch most of his matches? Because I one of the matches I want to talk about was the Monfils. I want to say it was a third round.
I don't think I watched that one.
So Monfils had Monfils lost the first set, 6-love. Won the second like 7-5 or something, and then he had too much points in the third set. Federer saved him and ended up winning. But I was like, oh man, again Monfils like
I don't
putting me
think
through.
anyone stresses me out more than Monfils. I love that guy so much. But when I watch his matches, yeah, like either I'm chucking my wig on the other side of the room, or I'm screaming, or I'm standing up, I'm like, I am literally all over the
No,
place
I
because
was
it is.
devastated. I was
But it's
devastated for
about all
Nadal.
his love watching him, but crazy.
But yeah,
Absolutely
so Federer
crazy.
went on to win that match after saving the two match points like a G. Another like significant kind of thing, or yeah, some things that happened during that tournament. So Osaka and Tiafoe, they ended up like watching each other's matches. So obviously, the Madrid Open, it's a tournament where both the WTA Tour and ATP tours, they're both there at the same time. So like the tournaments are kind of happening, they happen side by side basically. So you have the women's and men's there like at the same time. And yeah, I just liked seeing like, well, yeah, Tiafoe at Osaka's match and Osaka at Tiafoe's match, like just in the players, in their players' boxes. I
I
thought that
always
was,
like seeing other
yeah,
players,
there's something about it. I don't know what it
watching other
is. Like
players.
it's
Yeah,
cool, it's cool, and there's nothing
like
going on romantically between them,
not
like
partners or anything, just
exactly.
players just watching. Like it's like you're watching as like fans. It's like,
But
bro, like I always like it.
no, it was great to see. And like I think Osaka said, because she was questioned about it like after one of her matches, saying, oh yeah, Tiafoe was in your box, like, well no, you were in Tiafoe's box like for one of his matches, like what's the story behind it? And she goes, oh yeah, like he's a cool guy, like he just always seems like that he doesn't like have the biggest camp. And like, yeah, she just kind of felt sorry, she said, like saying she just wanted to go and give him some support, which I thought was like a typical Naomi
That's actually
Osaka.
interesting. That's actually interesting because it's actually kind of true.
What do you mean?
that he does, like, you don't really see people rooting for him, like, for Francis like that.
Yeah, maybe in America, definitely. Obviously, he's because he's American, so there's always like a
True,
big following. But yeah, maybe in, not in, well, in Europe, definitely not, because not he's not as known, I guess, to like
Yeah, true.
your average like tennis fan, because he's what, 20, 22, like he's still young coming up. So yeah,
He looks older though.
does he?
I don't know. He gave me like 27, 26
Wow,
vibes.
wow, 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 wow. No, TFO is a young
And he's
man.
married already as well. He's
I don't know about
30.
married. He's not married.
He's not
No,
married.
he's not married. He's got a long, he's got a
Confusing
long-term
him with.
girlfriend, but he's not married.
I thought he was married. My bad.
No. I mean, unless he's got engaged like during this corona pandemic.
I thought he was. I think that's why I know the reason why as well. I was like, oh yeah, he's definitely like. I thought he was legit 26, 27, and I saw 22. I was like, pardon?
And another highlight for me was the Felix Auger-Aliassime match against Denis Shapovalov. And yeah, Felix won. Am I saying his name correctly, Lucy? Do you want to just
Felix.
he won in straight sets, but it was such a like comprehensive like win. It was just he looked flawless, and I just thought, yeah, like this kid's special. And that like, he went on to have a pretty good like season like after
Yeah,
that. So
this was supposed to be his
I
year as
know,
well.
man. I know. So
Coronavirus.
that rounds up this time last year. And yeah, this latest edition of the Black's Been Global podcast. So thanks for listening, guys. Lucy, thanks again for joining me. Don't know if you have any last
Of course.
words.
Subscribe, like, share, stay safe,
Indeed.
stay home. And yeah, we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Indeed, indeed. Well said. So yeah, guys, cheers for listening in, and take care and stay safe. Bye.